Welcome back to IndyCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to Canada's great emerging music. This is a radio two-pack. We've got Canadian Music Cafe, which is part of the Toronto International Film Festival, and we've got Indie Week Toronto. So, wow, how about that? Bonus, no extra cost. We've got some great bands, all Canadian, and we're going to kick off with a local. I don't think you know these guys yet, but I hope you get to know them. This is Purple Hill.
My sick, twisted ticket, flower of fuck, you know I want you to know. Base and position, the shape of the moon. So on that note, I hope we copulate soon. My sick, twisted, delicate flower. You know I want you to know that I've looked over your application, on your heart's been earning a minimum wage.
You're like a ghost to me
on every man's arm. I know you're somewhere
Like a ghost to me on every corner. You're like a ghost to me on every man's arm. I know you're somewhere in the city. You're like a ghost to me.
You're like a ghost to me. You're like a ghost to me on every corner. You're like a ghost to me on every man's arm. I know you're somewhere in the city. You're like a ghost to me. You're like a ghost to me. You're like a ghost to me. You're like a ghost to me.
Hi, this is Daryl Herz of Indie Week Canada, and we're all listening to Indie Can Radio.
Fun song, great set to kick off with. I'll be getting back to that in a minute. We've got a great, great show. We've got a couple of interesting things going on in Toronto. My God, we've got Indie Week. Daryl Herz is going to be in here talking to us. We've got Michael Perlmutter. He runs, he's the music coordinator for the Canadian Music Cafe at the International Film Festival of Toronto. I won't steal his thunder. I'll let him tell you all about that. And we're going to be showcasing great Canadian music all day. What have we covered so far? All day. It's an hour-long show. Okay. Delusions of grandeur. Maybe delusions of adequacy. That was Dustin Bentall. And he's a West Coaster, friends with Mother's Ryan Goldemond. And, I mean, he's got a lot of friends. Luke Doucette worked on this record with him. And this was the title track of Six Shooter. Hard to pick one song. It's a great album. Nice work. Dustin Bentall. And before that, the Zolas. Two of Lotus Child. Tom Dobransky and Zach. This is a great, great EP. And I recommend you check out the whole thing. So check out the Zolas. And we kicked off with a Toronto band because there's a lot going on in Toronto. Not that we're not going to go to Montreal for for Pop Montreal, but that was Purple Hill. And wow, so that is our initial set. So looking forward to talking to Daryl. We've been doing Indie Week with Daryl for a long time. Canadian Music Cafe, that's going to be fun. We're going to start working towards that. In fact, let's get in the mood for one of the bands performing there. This is Spiral Beach.
Yeah. Michael Perlmutter, the coordinator for the Canadian Music Cafe at the Toronto International Film Festival, and you're listening to IndieCan.
Now, can you, you've got what I consider a really, really cool job, right? I mean, the film festival's cool, Canadian music is cool, you bring some interesting things together. You give indie artists the opportunity to showcase their music to, you know, what could be feature films or great TV shows or what have you. That's got to be a lot of fun. What do you do when you're not doing this? What's your regular life like?
Well, this is all part of the regular life, but the other 80% of my days are filled with being a music supervisor for film and TV. So I will I'll find songs for TV shows and films and commercials. I get hired by producers and directors for those film productions and go about looking for music for them. I'll find the songs within budget, and I'll also negotiate the rights so we can use the songs. You can't use a song without getting permission. So that's part of what I do.
Now, what does that really represent to bands? Because everyone thinks it's a cool idea, getting your band's music in movies or films, and you hear things like when it goes to DVD, you get paid again maybe, and then, you know, different licensing fees and all that. But in dollars and cents, how much impact can that have on, like, a band's overall year or budget?
I think it can be a domino effect, really. I mean, you might not get paid a lot of money up front when you actually license the song. And a lot of what's happening now is most of the rights that we license are all rights, which include DVD. So if an artist is paid, let's say, $1,000 or $1,500, they'll see that money up front. They won't see another penny from the production. But what they will see are performance royalties from the various, you know, SOCANs and BMIs and ASCAPs in various countries, depending on where the TV show or film is being aired. But in addition, you get exposure. And I know, you know, there's a lot of people out there who say you could die of exposure. But for independent bands who haven't had a lot of exposure and they're just playing Vancouver or they're just playing Toronto or they're just going on their first cross-country tour, you know, $1,000 or $500 or $1,500, A, it's some good cash, and B, it gives you a little bit of life and also a little bit of support that someone else out there is actually championing your work. Because as we were talking about earlier, it's hard to make a dollar these days. It's hard to sell a CD. It's hard to sell a download. So bands are touring. Bands are using getting their songs placed in films and TV shows and commercials as revenue, as real revenue, not just ancillary revenue, which it used to be years ago. You know, you sold your CDs, you went on tour, you sold your merch, you got the advances, you made a lot of money. Now it's reversed a little bit. And a lot of bands are spending a lot of time hitting up music supervisors to get their songs placed in these shows. And it does work. It's tough. It's a tough slog like anything else, but it does work. And a lot of supervisors listen to tons of stuff. So there's always a chance that somebody's going to get, you're going to get your song into a show. Granted, yeah, there's millions of songs out there, but you just got to be persistent about it.
Exactly. And there's a big difference if your song is being played while two main characters are arguing, or if your band is actually featured in the movie. Spiral Beach is here this year. They've been in a movie geared to young people. That must have been a great opportunity for them. Diversity. You've got USS, Spiral Beach, Hawksley Workman, Jets Overhead. I mean, you've got the country covered. You've got sort of the range of Canadian indie covered. How much thought goes into diversifying the lineup?
There's a lot of thought that goes into it. We have supervisors coming in from the States who don't, you know, they actually really love Canadian music. All of them are really excited to be here, but they might not know every single band in Canada. I mean, it's hard being in Canada knowing every single band. but they really, we want to showcase a variety of musical styles and genres to these supervisors. There will be 12 from the States. We'll probably have another 7 or 8 from Canada that will be showing up. And we really want to represent what's going on across the country. You know, Jets Overhead's from Victoria, and we have this really eclectic singer-songwriter guy named The Mountains and the Trees from St. John's. So we've also geographically covered the country. And yeah, we've got your USSs, and we've got your Hawksley Workmans, and you've got Jason Bahata from Montreal, and also Amy Milan from Montreal. So we have the singer-songwriter, we have the alternative rock, we have the rock pop, we have the country, we have a little bit of electro pop with Ruby Jean, who's from Halifax. So we do cover the gamut, and we think it's really important. We think it's important for the people coming to the cafe, not just the supervisors, but the filmmakers, the directors, the producers, to see what's going on in Canada. We had 225 submissions. We choose 15 bands, and it's not easy. We could easily have a six-day event.
Yeah.
We could easily have, you know, instead of five acts, seven acts a day, from the major labels to the indies to the unknowns. So we really do spread it out. And, you know, people might not think it's fair. They might not think the major labels should be involved. Or if you haven't sold 10,000 records, you shouldn't be. That's we don't look at statistics at all. You could have sold five records. You could have sold a million records. Just last year, for example, in 2008, we had a band called Final Flash. They had only played six gigs. That's it. And we just loved their songs. From Montreal. We loved their songs. That's what it was about. It's plain and simple. It's about the music. The key for this event is to export Canadian music. And that means bringing in supervisors and filmmakers and producers from around the world who are here at TIFF, and bringing them out to the cafe and having a drink and meeting the artists, meeting each other, and listening to some music. And it would be fantastic if more of them came out. We understand that they're busy. What we would like is them to have their meetings at the Hard Rock Cafe and be able to listen to music and have a drink. There's booths in the back. There's lots of people milling about. The Canadian music industry shows up, which is fantastic. Managers show up. Everyone's excited to be there. Yeah. Everyone wants to be there. The supervisors can't wait to come to town for these 3 days. You know, we've got five of six of them returning from last year, which is spectacular. They couldn't wait to come back. And you're right. There's so much good fun that's going on there. That as much business as it is, it's as much pleasure as it is business for everybody in the room.
Well, keep up the good work, Michael.
And thanks for the interview. We appreciate the time.
They're coming tonight to my hometown. I've been to yours many times before, and it's always been a thrill. Stay in a hotel, or at friends nearby. We haven't spent the night together in this town since 1939. Not such a long time. to my hometown.
Oh yeah, this is a song called Same Inside, and it's on our new record, Subject Change.
We are
pretty cool, eh? That is two artists that were at Canadian Music Cafe, a few years ago, back when it was at the Rivoli. That was United Steelworkers and Tony Decker working together. Imaginary Bars, I believe that's called. It's on the WeWork compilation. The Dunes. We did two shows devoted to Live at IndieCan. And Kevin, I don't know how I forgot. Yeah, I mean, it was there. And, anyway, no excuses. But got you on now. Thanks for sharing. That is from their new album that they're hopefully still touring right now. And Martha Wainwright, who played at last year's International Film Festival. She was between shows. She didn't have her whole band, but she just flew in and performed with her guitar. And didn't really give my photographer some grief, but Wendy, said, hey, you know, not too close. I don't have any makeup on. But anyway, I thought those photos looked good. You can check them out online if you want to see last year's Canadian Music Cafe and some of the things that Michael and I were talking about. Get Daryl on Deck here. Here's a band from Ottawa that I've been looking forward to getting on. They're playing, actually, with Hey Ocean. I'm only guessing Hey Ocean is on their way to Pop Montreal from Vancouver. But this is Politique, and this is kind of a Romeo Void, or if you want a Canadian reference, metric-y kind of sound. Anyway, hope you like it. Here we go, Politique.
Every time I see you, there's a little spot that goes off in my heart. Every time I'm near you,
Daryl, how many years have we been doing Indie Week in Toronto?
In Toronto, this is our sixth year already.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I'm older than I thought. My God, 6 years now.
Yeah, you know, last year was the big hurdle to get over the fifth year, and now we're just looking at, I guess, year 10. That's our next real hurdle.
And what are the dates for the 2009 Indie Week?
October 7th to the 10th.
And what can you tell us? What's going to be different about this year that you hadn't done before? Because I remember when I talked to you right at the end of last year, you loved it because it was growing. You had some great momentum, but you said you had some ideas for next year.
Right. Well, half of that's already happened. We did Indie Week Ireland.
Right.
So that was the big sort of news, was that we actually did a festival in Ireland, which was really amazing. It was 4 days, four nights. So four different cities. It was a mini tour. We brought a band from the U.S. called Paper Doll. They're from New York. They were great. We brought Balaclava from Toronto.
Woo!
Awesome. And then we toured with Vestavaro and Walter Mitty, who were the last two-year winning artists of Indie Week, which they're both from Ireland by chance. So it was great. It was a great whirlwind tour, and we're doing it again. We're already planning next year.
Yep.
And so the big announcement is that the top act of Indie Week Canada this year plays Ireland next year.
Okay, so that's part of the prize, is they get invited along to play in Ireland.
Right.
By the way, I saw Fred at Hillside, and they say hello.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I ran into their bass player in Cork at Indie Week Ireland. He came out to one of the shows, and they're a great band.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And who's playing this year?
This year, some really cool Toronto favorites is Darlings of Chelsea. They're doing a showcase at the Horseshoe on the Wednesday, October 7th. They're a great band, former members of the Black Halos, so they're a must-see.
Oh, yeah, that's some strong indie experience.
Absolutely. There's another up-and-coming band that was sort of part of that scene called Teenage X. They're at the Bovine on the Friday, which is really great. And then there's some local indie...
Teenage X, now that has some makeup of a bunch of different bands, right? I saw Teenage X... I was hosting the Bloor Street Festival, and they played that, and I could tell right away this is not these guys' first band. They were so bang on. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, although that was their first show with the new drummer, I believe.
Okay.
Right. They invited me to see them, and I meant to go to that, but
it was during North by Northeast too. So.
Yeah, there's so much going on in the city. The former members of the Down Belows are in that band, and I can't remember. There's another band, and I can't remember. To tell you the truth, but Down Belows, a couple guys are in from that.
Right.
10th Planet, who
are beautiful, yeah.
Local favorite, produced by Jeff Martin from Tea Party. Some other really cool up and coming indie bands, Prodigal Sons, who always bring a great crowd, always make it a really fun night every single time they play. And of course, the Irish Showcase. Mm-hmm. We've got bands from Ireland coming over. And we're also, this year for the Irish Showcase, we're kind of mixing up a little bit. We're putting a couple of local bands who are originally from, or have members originally from Ireland on the bill. So really kind of trying to get that Canadian-Ireland connection going.
So if you have an O in the middle of your name, your band could be in this showcase. Now, the original idea of Indie Week was the spring had a couple of great festivals. We had Canadian Music Week, we had North by Northeast, and then in the fall, Toronto seemed to be left out. There was Halifax Pop Explosion, CMJ in New York, Pop Montreal, and you thought, let's get something on that tour for people coming into town in Toronto.
That's right. Absolutely. And some of the bands that are playing Indie Week are in Pop Montreal as well. There's a band from Brazil that's coming in, and they're going to Pop Montreal and then doing that kind of tour as well.
Yeah.
A couple others, but we don't really have a part in putting them into those festivals.
No, right. So. That's their forward thinking. Hey, if we're going to Canada, let's get the biggest bang for the buck, right?
Yeah, and I think it really helps out the bands that are traveling. I mean, they're paying a lot of money to go to one of these festivals. I think it just makes sense to add another.
Yeah, absolutely right. Now, what have you learned? Like, you're a much more seasoned festival runner than you were 5 years ago. What have you learned?
That's a great question, actually. A lot of people don't ask that one. I'd say that, you know, you have to be really flexible. There's always going to be things that don't necessarily go the right way. You plan. Like, I just had a meeting with one of our sponsors yesterday, and, you know, you plan as much as you can, but, all, you know, there's a bass drum missing, there's something missing. And, you know, the thing is, I think, bottom line is make it a great experience for everyone. You know, it's music, and it should be fun, and you should enjoy listening to great bands. And that's the best thing that I think we can try to do.
Now, have you already negotiated with the venues? Do you know what venues we're going to be using this year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, in fact, I just left my office from working on the schedule and going back. But, yeah, it's pretty much most of all the Queen Street venues. Yeah. Horseshoe, Hideout, Bovine, Velvet Underground, Reverb, Holy Joe's. And then we've got a few others more on College Street, like Free Times Cafe.
Yeah.
Love that venue for acoustic showcases.
Yep.
And Judy, the owner, is a great person to deal with. So we always do Free Times Cafe. We're in talks with a few others, hopefully finalizing tonight. One thing that we do have that I want to mention is the Wrong Bar. We're doing a really big urban night on the Thursday there, and it's co-hosted, sponsored by Higher Ground, which is CIUT Radio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
They're going to be doing a live feed the whole night from there.
Yeah. So. Yeah, because, I mean, if indie rock has a hard time getting heard, the urban scene has an even harder time. I mean, yeah. I mean, there's, what, one urban devoted station in all of Canada?
Yeah, it that's a hard market to expose in this country. And, you know, we're doing this urban showcase at this level, and, you know, we're seeing some of those hurdles, you know, definitely. And, you know, it's one of the things that kind of slows you up. You know, you expect things to go a little bit faster, but I don't know what it is, just that market. It's a tough one in the city.
So if people want to mark this on their calendar now, can they go to your website and see who's playing and who's playing when, and can you get wristbands now, or is it too late to sign up to be a volunteer? Are you looking for help at all?
Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking for volunteers. There's never enough. We're looking for people to help out, like doing the door, you know, taking the money, and also stage managers, and also some help in publicity and promotion, like doing some street level, handing out flyers, or doing some online MySpace work. People will be able to purchase wristbands through ticketscene.ca. Mm-hmm. And we're doing something new this year as well. I know that it's the recession kind of things going on, so we want to help people out. So we're doing a special online where you'll be able to buy 3 wristbands and get 1 free. So it's kind of like called the 4-pack, and you'll get 4 wristbands for the price of 3.
Yeah. So if you know one other person that's going, it's a no-brainer to find 2 more people, right?
That's right.
And then you're all going to share, a third off the cost of it, right?
Right.
Let's pick a band or something. Do you have something that we can play?
Something that I listen to a lot. Indie-wise, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff out there. I really like the Darlings of Chelsea. I really like the 10th Planet CD, the latest one produced, as I said before, Jeff Martin. I really like Yeah Yeah Yeahs. I love that. Of Montreal. I really like them. I keep it on rotation, random,
okay.
You know.
Do you have the Chelsea CD?
Darlings of Chelsea, yes.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone, this is Darlings of Chelsea, who will be performing Wednesday, October 7th at the Horseshoe Tavern during Indie Week.
20 years from then. Finally made it home again. Watch our faded cities crumble underneath the pressure. Foreign business interests scramble desperately as communista, and I made your work a bad defense.
Asshole. Sorry, but that's the song name. I mean, what can I tell you? This is a, I think it's a Montreal band. I just got the CD on, and I don't know, just sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes you have to sit in that CD inbox for a little while, but I just unwrapped this one, stuck it in, and picked this song. So this is a band called After the Weather, and that's their song, Hey A-Hole. And, you know, just not going to get a lot of radio love, so you will from me. And Darlings of Chelsea and Daryl, we'll see you at Indie Week, and we'll have lots more from Indie Week on an upcoming show. Here we go with a little Montreal action. The Unsettlers, love this band. No, no, yes.
Started 20 minutes past the last time that we parted. I've grown suspicious of the last time we fell in love. Was it the things you said, or was it that you liked my bed? I'll take you home with me tonight. I swear I won't put up a fight. No, no, no. Yes, no, no, no. No, no, no. Yes, no, no, no. What time is it when the mile ends sooner than the next gas pump can tell us how close we are to her? Which is it? Tell me straight. I need another drink. It's late. I think I need to think of her to know that it's for sure. I'll take you home with me tonight. I swear you won't put up a fight. No, 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 yes, no, no, no. No, 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 yes, no, no, no. All night with a broken heart. It took us a while to finally start. The whiskey was the final shelf, and that was how we fell in love. You kiss me, I might let you take me home with you tonight. I swear I won't put up a fight. No, 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 yes, no, no, no. No, 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 yes, no, no, no. No, 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 yes, no, no, no. No, 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 yes, no, no, no.
Oh, we got some time. This week's Indie Can bonus track, Ninja Funk Orchestra. Thanks for being with us, everybody. We'll see you next week. IndieCan.com for more.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.